nice to relax, and I'm ready to party!
Welcome to the weekend with those two girls.
Here we go.
Good morning, Brizzy. Happy Saturday morning to you all. Sarah, now that the sun is up, when we wake up, there's people all over the roads, and I don't like it. I was in the Macca's drive-thru for 15 minutes.
Really?
Waiting to get a coffee this morning. Oh, my God. Here we go again. Can you just talk into a microphone? It is your job.
I'm sorry. Well, I was just thinking how you were on the roads in the Macca's drive-thru. I was still probably trying to get out of bed. I had dreams last night where I was in so much... I know, dreams are so boring. But I was in so much pain in these dreams. Like, I'd been having surgery. I was waking up from pains. And then I woke up in pain.
For
it was
reals.
Because for real, bro. Because I did Pilates yesterday for the first time in about 9 months, and I'm walking like an 87-year-old who's had the hip replacement.
Oh, you did Pilates in Cooperoo. Wow. Can I just...
It's a tough life.
Can I just bring your attention to the fact that today and tomorrow, I think, is the Brisbane Open House Festival.
Oh,
are you a bit of a sticky beak?
No, I'm not a sticky beak.
I don't even buy that for a second. So you're telling me you don't like going into people's houses and
I
just
like
seeing out their interiors?
I like doing that on realestate.com, but could I be bothered actually going in and having a look? Not really.
Okay, so this
Those things just make me dissatisfied with my own home.
Well, okay. Well, this is a festival. It's a public festival where people can go, can have behind-the-scenes access into buildings across the city.
Like
even
what?
Famous
like,
homes.
Give me a building.
I don't know, Sarah. Scotty, what are the buildings again?
I saw the Peter's Ice Cream Factory.
One
William, the big building. You guys are really excited about the airport. You could do a behind-the-scenes tour of the airport.
And also those houses that have been converted.
Yeah, that's cool.
Like old fire stations, like cool stuff.
Oh, so they're in different suburbs, I suppose.
Yeah, all over Brizzy, Sarah.
Segway. We're playing Game of Suburbs next, guys. 13 10 60. You know the rules.
Those two girls on Hit 105.
Game of Suburbs.
Okay, guys, 13, 10, 60, it is time to play Game of Suburbs. I don't know why I put a play school voice on then. Whenever I say numbers, 13, 10, 60.
Hey, guys, so we choose a suburb in Brisbane. You get one clue per caller. Are we ready to play?
Here we go.
Ross from Mount Gravatt, good morning.
Good morning. How are we?
Good, good, good. This is a very easy clue. I'd be very surprised if you don't get it off this one, actually.
Yeah, it's really simple, Ross. Okay, here we go. I'm going to read it out. This suburb shares its name with a Spanish island in the Atlantic Ocean.
Oh, it's a no-brainer.
I have no idea.
I'm surprised,
Ross.
That's
not good enough,
Ross. We've got to lift the geography of these callers, fellas.
No, Ross, don't feel bad. If you're still listening and you haven't switched over to someone else, it was a very difficult clue that I wrote.
Okay, Leon from Browns Plains, good morning.
Morning.
Okay, if we had to rate it, we'd give it a 10.
Seven Hills.
Seven Hills.
Look, it's a good
number, isn't it?
I like it.
Yeah, good on you, Leon.
He's on our wavelength, Sarah.
Yeah, he is. Okay, let's see if Chris from Fernie Hills is on our wavelength.
My turn. Chris, are you there?
Yep.
Okay. There's no coral here.
That's it.
Hamilton? I don't know.
No.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Kim from Ningi, favourite suburb to say. Love it. Every time
Is it Ningi or Ningi?
No. Every time Dane and I go to Bribie, we just have so much fun saying Ningi. I mean, that's how sad our lives are. Kim,
whatever
you're
keeps
going,
you together.
You're going to get it on this one. Are you ready?
Yes.
This suburb rhymes with Bender Beef.
Rhymes with what?
Bender Beef.
Tenerife?
Yes!
Oh, okay. Kim from, what is it? Ningi.
Ningi.
You've won a double pass to the Gladiators After Dark at Queensland Museum on October 13. When in Rome, do as the Romans do. Grab your tickets now from the museum website. You don't need to, Kim from Ningi. You're going.
Thank you.
Pleasure.
Enjoy that.
Those two girls on Hit 105. Thanks to Best Wilson Buckley Family Law, bwbfamilylaw.com.au.
You got into Harvard Law?
What, like it's hard?
It's Lisa and Sarah's Legal Eagle.
We're chatting to Amity Anderson from BWB Family Law. She's our go-to legal eagle. And today, Amity, I want to ask you about what's going down in the Kim and Kanye West household, because they're going down the surrogacy route. Could this happen in Queensland?
Absolutely. I don't know the ins and outs of Kanye and Kim, which is surprising because normally I love all of that stuff. But in Queensland, you can absolutely do a surrogacy arrangement, but you can't get paid for it if you're the surrogate.
Right. So in America, you do pay your surrogate, but in Australia, it has to be altruistic. Is that right?
That is the right term.
Thank you. Been hanging around a certain legal eagle for a while. You're rubbing off on me.
The birth mother can receive payments in terms of their medical expenses, the counselling costs, and that can be paid for by the intended parent, but the birth mother can't actually be paid a certain amount of money just for doing this.
See, because Kanye and Kim are paying their surrogate $100,000 as well as putting her up in their family residence and paying all her medical bills, so
I still wouldn't do it. You have to live with them.
That would be weird.
And be on the show.
Yeah,
and be on the show.
True.
Those Two Girls on Hit 105.
Anywhere. Brisbane's Hit 105. You got Those Two Girls with Lise and Sarah this morning.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Says,
what was that?
Is that part of the song?
Or was that just somebody calling through?
Yeah. All right.
Hey, we got a haircut during the week, Lise. I'm not telling you something that you don't know.
Yes, I mean, I've taken a few inches off.
You've been short for a while.
I have. You've had a severe change. You've had a dramatic change.
I wouldn't have used that word. That's nice.
You've had a dramatic change. You've taken a fair bit off,
it's
Sarah.
It's pretty short. It's like a long pixie cut.
It's like
now.
A long pixie cut.
Right. So this is a big change for me because my whole life I'm very much the bigger the hair, the closer to heaven. Right.
And didn't your mum say to you when you had a perm, you're nothing without your curls, Sarah?
She denies that. But she, if I still had a spiral perm now, mum would be happy.
Okay.
Put
so
it that way.
What did Bez say
well,
about
I'll
your hair?
I'll take you through. So you loved it. My sister loved it. My eldest girl, when she saw me, she said, "Oh, Mum, I love it. You look really sophisticated." And I was like, "Well, you know what? I'll take that." My youngest girl ran up to me when I picked her up from daycare and she didn't even hug me. She was like, with her little lisp, "What did you do, Mum?" And I said, "Well, I've cut my hair." She's like, "I hope it grows back. You look like a boy." And I was like, "Oh, well, thank you. Okay." So
well,
anyway.
They're about as progressive as
mum
their mother.
Mum came over last night and I opened the door. I was like, "Hi, Mum." And she wasn't making eye contact, okay? And then she walked and she just shook her head. "Why don't you be your own person, Sarah? You're just trying to copy Lee's."
Did she?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. She was like, "You'll get sick of it. I'm telling you, you'll get sick of it in a week with short hair. Don't get extensions." I was like, whoa, okay.
You
need to keep, you need to stand up really straight. With short hair.
Why do you have to
and
stand up?
And I was like, "Mum, you've got short hair." And she's like, "I know, that's because I'm old. I never would have had it when I was young." Just being like Lise.
I disagree. First of all, I have an undercut, which you would never dare to do.
Never. That's crazy.
Okay, that is crazy. And mine's like a very chic French bob.
But what did your mum say when you got yours done?
My mum is the complete opposite to your mum. My mum is over the top in my corner to the point that it's irritating. Like mum, with her French accent, will forever be like, I could be wearing a Hessian bag and she'd be like, "I love it, I love it. Oh my God."
Do it in French, do it in French.
"C'est magnifique, j'adore." It's perfect, Lise. I don't know what you did. It's amazing. I love it. Everything is like that. I'm like, "Mum, I've just rolled out of bed. I love it. It's perfect. It's understated."
It. Oh my gosh. I love mums. They need to tell you how it is.
They really do.
I love Bez. She's got my kids at the moment.
Those Two Girls.
Those Two Girls on Hit 105.
Guys, 131060. Did you lie about what you do at your high school reunion? A la Romeo and Michelle. In 2 seconds.
Sorry, this is totally my fault. You mean this?
So, Michelle, what are you up to?
Okay, I invented Post-its.
You're kidding. You must have made a fortune.
Well, yeah.
Well, yeah, so 131060, did you lie about what you do at your school reunion? Because bugger lugs here, my co-host, Lise. It's a big night for you tonight, isn't it, Pet?
It is a massive night. It's my 20th high school reunion. Mm. Went to Bridgo in Indooroopilly, green and gold.
How you feeling?
Look, I'm really excited about it because I have a core group of friends from high school that we still see each other frequently, probably about three or four of us.
Yeah.
But for the better part, everyone else in my year, I haven't, uttered their names or thought about them in 20 years.
Do you reckon people only go to the school reunion if they've got something to, brag about?
No, I don't think that. What are you insinuating?
Well, please.
Sarah, I wore a back brace in high school, so don't give me your attitude about me going there to show off because...
Well, Lise, I mean, you're on the radio for 2 hours every week.
Well, I know, and that sounds pretty lame.
But you've done other cool stuff.
Well, I have, but I'm not going there to
prove... You went to New York, you modelled, stood in for Adriana Lima in Victoria's Secret,
Sarah.
She did.
Shut up. I'm not... Okay,
that
this
is a true
thing.
Story. That is a true story. Lise stood in for Adriana Lima in the Victoria's Secret parade.
Okay. Can I just say, it is true. but that's not what this chat is about, okay? It is true, though, I did. No. I'm just really interested. I want to see these girls that I haven't seen in 20 years,
But do you think
Sarah?
People will be telling fibs? Do you think people will be,
embellishing?
Putting a bit of PR on their life?
A bit of spin on what they've been up to? Yeah. I mean, maybe. I hope we're all going to be transparent and authentic.
Oh, I hope there's some good stories. I want to hear from the people.
Well, I just think it would be interesting to know if you have lied. So give us a call, 131060. Did you lie about what you do at your school reunion?
Yeah.
Should I take some
tips?
Like,
should you say you're on radio 5 days a week instead of just the weekend?
Those two girls on Hit 105.
Guys, get ready for a ripper of a story. 11 years ago, in the prime of his life, Sam Cawthorn was involved in a crazy head-on collision with a semi-trailer, and he died. He died for 3 whole minutes, Sarah.
Mm-hmm. But he's with us in the studio today. Hi, yeah. Sam.
Take that in, guys.
Hey, guys. Wow, what an amazing intro.
I know.
It's like how dramatic. Did you like that dramatic effect?
I did like it. Yes, I did die. Wow, that's crazy.
So with that in mind, what do the moments before death feel like? Can you remember that?
You know, they say that when you die, your entire life flashes in front of your eyes. You remember your first kiss, the first day you rode your bike. I feel completely ripped off. Because
you got no highlight reel?
I didn't get it, but what I did get, it was a very bright light, whiter than white, brighter than bright. This light came towards me.
So that's true?
It is full on. And even just talking about it now, I'm getting shivers in my arm.
You've got goosebumps.
Yeah,
tunnel? What about a tunnel?
No, I didn't get the tunnel. Just a bright light. And this light rested itself on me. And I felt this warmth. I felt this peace enough. And then I found myself waking up from being on life support for a week.
Okay, so you died for 3 whole minutes. You were obviously then resuscitated on the scene of this horrific accident. How long was your recovery and what did you endure? Like what injuries, what happened to you?
Yeah. So I've got an amputated right arm above the elbow, which is my most dominant arm, and also my leg was completely ripped apart, so my leg doesn't work. 6 broken ribs, lacerated liver, punctured kidney. The injuries were quite extensive, absolutely. And then I was in a hospital for 5 months in a wheelchair for an entire year. But something. I'm still alive, so
yeah.
I can still be thankful.
How old were you when all of this happened?
26. So I got two kids at the time, married, had a great job with the government, et cetera. Yeah. So it was in my big company car, which is a big V8 Statesman. It was a 206-kilometer head-on collision.
Oh my goodness! Mm. Now, have you got something in your bag?
I do. I have my latest book,
yes,
which is called Story Showing, How to Stand Out from the Storytellers. The coolest thing is after my accident, people just simply wanted to hear my story.
Yeah.
They said, hey, come and speak at our school, come and speak at our conference, etc. So then I organically left my job and became a full-time professional speaker, just sharing my story.
And you're not just speaking at high school, Sam. I mean, you're very modest. You're speaking with the Dalai Lama and Richard Branson. Like, let's get real here. You've really hit it out of the ballpark because your story is so powerful. So how is that, sharing a stage with those guys?
Look, it's phenomenal. Even just meeting, you know, President Bill Clinton, Michael Jordan, et cetera, and speaking on stage with these guys, it's pretty phenomenal.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I've got to pinch myself because I'm just this country farm kid from Tasmania.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden I'm on the international speaking circuit, spoken in 36 countries, reached over 100 million people. It's just phenomenal.
And so you wear a bionic arm now, right, too?
Yeah.
I'm disappointed you're not wearing it today.
I get this. Get ready. My latest bionic arm, I program it with my iPhone 7.
No way.
Stop it. The photo of you with it and it looked amazing. I've never seen one like it.
It's phenomenal. I can crush things with it. My kids love it. Each finger moves individually. But, yeah, I program it with an app on my phone. So it works via Bluetooth and Wi-Fi. So get this. If you downloaded the app, you could control my hand.
Why wasn't this in our brief? This is what we could have done.
We could have had some fun with this. Hey, if you want to see a photo of Sam, or better still, if you want to hear this bloke's story, he's in Brisbane this weekend launching his new book, Story Show. And for more info, just head to events.speakers.institute. This guy's a gun, I'm telling you.
Thanks, guys.
Those two girls on Hit 105.
On Thursday, Sarah and I were getting our hair done at the hairdressers. And our hairdresser, Joe, told us the funniest story that someone was inquiring about booking an appointment with her. And in their text message, they asked her, "Do you have any available appointments in week 42? So we were all cracking up going, who refers to time
in week 42?
I mean, did this woman have her Debden diary out in front of her and that's how she refers, like, instead of, like, May 18th, that's week 21.
We were saying Joe could go back and be like, I've only got week 39. I've got two spots in 39, two spots in 43.
Yeah, so we ended up going down this rabbit hole of how people tell time in funny, odd ways.
Like, and then we ended up having an argument in the chair. We were talking about...
Well, because the Brits say, I'm sure you guys have heard it too, the Brits say things like, oh, it's 2:30. You know, when they're telling the time. I'll meet you at 2:30.
And I was like, that means 1:30.
And I was like, no, it doesn't, Sarah. It means 2:30.
And then I threw some toner at her and I said, it means 1:30.
No. So then we Googled. And I was correct. When the Brits say 2:30, it does mean 2:30. They just drop the word past.
Yep.
So it's a lazy way of saying 2:30. They just say 2:30. But then...
then we found out that the Germans... when they say 2:30, it means 1:30.
Yes. And then we read this forum, guys. This forum...
I'm telling you, slippery slope to nowhere.
This forum had this dude saying that someone asked him, you know, what time is it? And he replied, 6:30. And they said, so 3? It's 3 p.m.?
And someone said
a quarter four,
like 1 o'clock. No, that's it. Like that's the kind of limit my maths A goes to anyway. I'm good with quarters and halves.
Anyway,
is really annoying? Wait, when people say something like, it's 35:1.
That's 12:25. Who would say, who do you know? Who are you hanging around with?
Everyone like pictures the clock in their head and they're like,
Get rid of those people in your life.
It's 4:49 seconds to 8 with those two girls.
Those two girls on Hit 105.
Yes.
That's us.
That's us. And now I'm annoyed because I've just been given cooking advice from Lee. Like, Sarah, I've got a recipe that even you can cook.
With your limited skill, I think it's something that you could master.
I hate cooking.
A protein bowl.
I'm out already. Do you know what I love, though?
What?
Noosa.
Why am I not surprised?
And Noosa features page 2 of today's paper. The things you find at Noosa. They found 2 super bazooka rocket launchers in the dump at Noosa.
Like weapons?
Weapons, capable of taking out tanks.
What?
I don't know. I don't know who they came from. The waste management people found it.
But did they fingerprint it? I don't know. Wouldn't you? If you found a bazooka at the dump,
go through the paper.
You would fingerprint those bad boys and track it down, Sarah. That's what I do.
No, it says the discovery was made by rubbish sorters. That actually doesn't sound like an official title.
That's like, do they mean bin chickens? There's like ibis that are like searching for bazookas at the Noosa.
Do they mean scavengers?
Yes.
You used to be able to do that at dumps.
You did that. You were a scavenger in Bundaberg. You told me you did that as a kid.
I remember one time I found a bike chain and I thought it was pretty cool, but I never knew the lock code, so it just sat in the garage. Isn't that terrible?
Where do we want to go with this?
Well, I don't know.
Bazookas
like,
at the dump.
Like at Noosa, they found a bazooka at the dump. I'm wondering, 13, 10, 60. What did you find in the trash?
You know what? Dane found some brand new dirt bike tyres at the dump out of the Bunyard tip. And he brand new, brought them home. The treads were perfecto. Sold them on Gumtree. We made $150.
Can I just say how much I love this show? We've gone from Pilates to hairdressers. To
people
Noosa
think we're fancy.
To what we find at the dump. So, 13, 10, 60, what'd you find in the trash?
Those two girls on Hit 105.
13, 10, 60, guys, we're asking you, what have you found in the trash? This is off the back of an article in today's paper that said that, what was it, Sarah?
That they found two super bazooka rocket launchers at the Noosa tip.
I mean, that's incredible.
It was found by rubbish sorters.
All right, Matt from Fernie Grove, what have you found at the dump?
Oh, I found a beach cricket pitch. It stands about 1.5 metres high, so the width of a cricket pitch. It's about 30 centimetres round in a bag in a carry case so that you're not running on the sand.
Oh, yes, score.
Every Christmas, do you pull it out?
Yeah, can't find them anywhere.
Are you thinking of selling it back on Gumtree?
Yeah, well, I don't know a price to put on it because you can't find them.
Well, look, I've got a buyer if you're interested.
we got a tweet in from Jenna. Jenna found a full-size dog house.
Yes.
In perfect condition about 8 years ago, and she still has it.
I'm telling you, you can save a mozza.
Yeah. What, hang on, why
Jace walked in? Okay, producer Jace, you're on.
Guys, I used to go into the dump with my dad a lot. Like, that was a thing. Like, growing up in like a regional town, it's a thing.
Yeah.
Like, you go out into the dumps. And we went to the dump with dad one day and we found a nearly perfect condition pinball machine.
Yes.
Like a full pinball machine. The only thing it had, you know, the little flappers.
What do you mean, nearly perfect? Was it missing a leg or something?
No, the
or?
Flapper was broken in half, so you had half a flapper.
Oh, broken flapper.
Yeah.
I hate that.
Dad just made one out of wood, stuck it in there.
Did he?
Yeah, it was fine. It didn't hit as well as the rubber ones. But
so basically it didn't work.
For a kid that...
So when you say nearly perfect condition,
sounds
it
like
was broken.
Crap,
for a kid that was, you know, 8 years old, it was perfect condition.
Yeah, that's good.
And
that's good.
The thing was, it must have been from a pub or something because it still had the coin slot and you'd have to put the coins in it for it to work. So dad just broke out the coin thing, so the coin just came all the way back through.
Yeah.
Oh, your dad, he's an ideas man.
He could save a buck anywhere, I tell you.
Still think my bike lock that I couldn't actually unlock the code probably tops the pinball machine.
I want to take little girl Sarah in my arms and cradle her and tell her it's all going to be okay.
Those two girls on Hit 105.
You are beautiful.
Beauty. Those two girls and Brooklyn Beauty Bar get you summer ready with the best beauty tips in the biz.
We've got Brookie from Brooklyn Beauty Bar in the hot seat. Now, Brookie, I want to ask you about eyebrow fashion. Sometimes when I go to the hairdresser, I take pictures of celebrities that I found on Pinterest for inspo. What are the celebrities with eyebrows that people most want?
A lot of people do bring in photos, but at the end of it, they need to actually have the brow canvas to be able to achieve that. And what might work for, you know, Jennifer Hawkins might not actually work for you. So we try and be realistic with our clients and we try and not play God with their brows too much. We try and work with it.
Brookie, if you could tell the people of Brisbane one piece of brow advice, what would it be?
Put the tweezers down and work with your brows.
Those two girls on Hit 105.
You got those two girls with Lise and Sarah.
Did the camera just capture Lise belting my arm then? Look at that. I've got your finger marks on my upper arm.
Sorry. You always talk when the red light is on. The red light means shush. Scotty's talking. That's what it means. And you're always yabbering on at me about something inane, which means boring.
Thanks, Fancy Nancy.
I want to tell you a story about what happened when I got home last night from work.
Oh, please, let's hear more of your voice.
Okay, so Dane, my husband, is on annual leave at the moment, which is wonderful. It's like having a wife. Like, you know, he's he's home, he's taking care of the children, he's on the barbecue at 5 p.m., like... There's protein to eat because when I'm in charge, we just eat like kale and cereal. And we had a friend stay over last night. She came for dinner and stayed over.
I'm just stuck on there's protein to eat.
She came over for dinner and I had said to Dane in the morning before I left for work, I said, I've tidied up the house. I've done the surface clean, but I fear that our floors are shockingly filthy. And he said, don't worry, I've got it under control. I'm going to vacuum and mop. I said, don't even worry about mopping. Adriana's fine. You
She's
know.
Not worth it.
She's not worth that.
She's not worth a mop.
And he said, no, I'll do it. Anyway, Sarah, I got home from work yesterday. The house was sparkling. Like, we have a cleaner come and help our family once a fortnight. A lot of people do. Don't give me that look. I invest in that. Sarah, I don't have coffees every day because
I'm just laughing the way you say, like, help our family.
I skimp on takeaway coffee so that I can afford a cleaner. So don't give me your judgmental eyes. Anyway.
Whatever help your family needs. Yeah.
Anyway, Dane did such a good job. It was sparkling the same way it sparkles when Coraline comes and cleans, right? Amazing. So anyway, we're having dinner. We're sipping away on red wine. Stop it, you guys.
Anyway, we're sipping on red wine.
We're sipping on red wine.
Is somebody else who helps your family pour that or...
Can I just finish my story without your judgment, you two? We're sipping on red wine and Dane says, I have a proposal for you. I was like, oh, God, here we go. What do you want to buy on Gumtree? And he said, no. He said, I really enjoyed cleaning today. And I was like, what? He said, no, it was really therapeutic and, you know, it's not that hard. Dagger to my heart. And I said, I know it's not hard, Dane, but you've only done it once this decade, so I'd find something therapeutic if I only did it once every 10 years.
Yeah, put you on the ride on mower. So, oh, that was therapeutic.
And he said, no, I'm serious. I actually quite enjoyed it. And I said, well, you're good at it. And he said, what if I become the cleaner in our house? And I said, no, this is a terrible idea. And Sarah, you know where I'm going with this, because the reason we have a cleaner help our family is that we can we just end this? End it. Put me out of my misery. My point is that I don't want Dane to become the cleaner. He doesn't need to do that. It helps that neither of us has to think about it.
Dane helps your family in other ways.
Oh, God.
Good morning. You've got those two girls. With Sia at Brisbane's Hit 105.
Those two girls on Hit 105.
It's an October spring Saturday. You know what that means, Lees?
No, I don't.
It means... Why do I work with you? Why? It means weddings. So across Brizzy today, there's going to be...
It's a perfect wedding season.
Thousands of people getting married, right?
Yes.
Now, we came across an absolute cracker of an idea. We want to share it with you in case you're in the bridal party today or a guest, because this gift is out of this world.
Okay, so Brizzy woman Sally, are you there? I just called you Brizzy woman. What an introduction. I mean, really.
Yeah, wow.
Sal, tell us what happened on your 10th wedding anniversary. Tell us about this gift that landed on the doorstep.
It was a box. It was a huge box. And on the front of it said, Ashley and Sally married 16th of September in 2007. This is a time capsule to be opened on your anniversary. Love, family and friends. And I didn't know anything about it. And in it had everything from my wedding day 10 years ago. So I had like our our service. It was a little booklet of photos. Was there the paper from the day that we got married. What was a little bit more freaky was things from my honeymoon that I didn't know my friend collected. Like, I had no idea. So she even had, like, matches from my honeymoon in Thailand. I don't know where she got that
from.
Wow.
Yeah.
She had a little key card from the Mantra at the Sunny Coast where we stayed. And she even had some tags from my lingerie that I wore during my wedding, during my honeymoon.
So basically just
where'd you get that from?
A beautiful walk down memory lane, I imagine, for you and your husband when you opened that time capsule.
So she was like an ibis. Amazing. Just going through the ceremony and the reception, just picking up little things that other people might think were rubbish but are actually beautiful memories.
Like, we completely forgot about it. The main thing, though, was a CD. And in that CD was all my wedding guests holding up a sign on the day saying happy 10th anniversary.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So she really was 10 years ahead of her time. She knew exactly how this 10-year anniversary was going to play out for you and gave it that much thought.
Yes, that's right. And this is before Pinterest days. She didn't get this idea on Pinterest.
Wow, she's really Pinterest.
Yeah. She also had prediction cards. So everyone of the guests had in 10 years, this is what we think you're going to be doing. So we actually had a lot of fun reading through everyone.
So what sort of things were written on there?
You know what? I feel like I let down everyone because they all thought that I was going to be like CEOs of companies and stuff. But most said we'd be in a house and, like, it was really lovely. They were all really encouraging.
That I mean, so she's
kids' names were really bad, but, we didn't choose any of them.
So she's basically Brisbane's best bridesmaid. So for all of you bridesmaids, groomsmen out there today, you might be attending your best mate or best girlfriend's wedding. Keep this idea in mind. It's a cracker of an idea.
You heard it from Sal first.
Those two girls on Hit 105.
I'm angry.
Lisa and Sarah's.
I have never been this angry in my entire life.
Triggered.
Guys, it's the time of the show, Triggered, on 131060. We want to hear what has triggered you this week, what's annoyed you, those little things that have just really, really driven you crazy.
You know what happened to me this week, Sarah?
Oh.
You know when you have a shower?
Yeah.
And you come out, you step out of the shower, you're all done, you're sopping wet, you reach for the towel, it's not there.
Triggered.
Annoying.
Coraline didn't replace it on the hook.
That's why Dane can't be your cleaner. I would say my triggered for this week is I saw two adults wearing reefs.
Ooh.
Do you remember what reefs were? Those old Velcro sandals.
You're really old.
Circa grade 7. In fact, any adults wearing shoes that should be on toddlers.
Yeah, there's a lot of those, like jelly shoes.
Yeah, those sandal things.
Weird sandals.
Weird. Okay, 131060 Brisbane, what has triggered you? Don't give us your big ones. We don't want to hear about what Mr. Turnbull's doing or not doing.
No, we do not.
We want to hear about the tap that sprayed you in the face. Okay.
Yes, we do.
Hit 105.
Let's get on the same page.
Those two girls on Hit 105. Triggered.
Guys, 131060, we are asking you what has triggered you this week, the little annoying things that get your goat.
You just did one to me then.
What?
You are obsessed with what you eat. I can't talk about your diet.
Obsessed with what
you
I
are.
Eat.
You're like, what am I going to eat? I'm so hungry.
I'm obsessed with eating. They're two very different things.
Triggered.
Danielle from Strathpine, what's triggered you?
Oh, this morning, Saturday morning, sleepy in morning, my neighbour starts up a chainsaw at 7:30.
Triggered.
It's just not good enough.
Well, I mean, they're allowed to, but it's just not the most considerate thing, is it?
7:30 is, it's not early for us.
No.
Jay from Griffin, what's triggered you?
Oh, it's nothing worse than having a hot day at work all day. All salty from sweating all day, and you got to have a nice hot shower, or a nice shower to cool down at the end of the day, just to get out of that shower, hit by that humidity straight away.
Yeah.
Triggered.
Yep, that's feral. And it really is getting quite revolting heat-wise
now. Yeah,
but Jay,
it's only October. How are you going to handle December?
No, I'm with Jay. I'll just answer for him. Do you get heat anger?
Oh, very much so. Mm. I'm a Victorian, so I can barely handle this Queensland weather. It's unreal.
You're a Victorian. That's the problem. Gabby from Rochdale South, what's triggered you?
When you're driving and there's a speed camera up ahead and nobody warned you.
Triggered.
Maybe you shouldn't be speeding, Gabby.
Gabby, that is the concept of a speed camera. What do you want, like a fanfare to let you know?
A high beam.
Look up the high beam. Let us know.
Oh, you mean the other drivers? I thought you wanted like a sign saying...
Oh, no.
But I think you can get booked for that. If you're a driver who high beams another driver to say, whoops, speed camera ahead, you can get booked for that.
You know, I've always wondered that.
I had a friend who actually did that to an oncoming police car.
I thought that was like an urban myth because I like warning people, but then, yeah, I had also heard you can get a ticket from doing that.
Well, there you go. There you go. Now, it would be great if a policeman calls in for triggered and is like, I get triggered when people high beam each other. Oh, well.
Where's our Oscars movie?
We've got a prize.
Oh, okay. Right.
Who do you reckon?
Oh, Danielle. Well, she's
Danielle.
She's got the chainsaw going at 7:30. Let's send her a pamper pants.
We're going to send her a pamper pack for more information on how to host your own girls' night in and help raise funds and awareness for women's cancer research.
Congratulations, Danielle. You'll enjoy that.
You've got to visit girlsnightin.com.au.
Do you know what the problem is? Is that we didn't have breakfast this morning.
Oh,
that's the problem, Sarah.
We're both hangry.
We need something.
Yes.
Another great show. I'm going to say it anyway. I've broken out in hives from laughing so much. That's a good sign. Surely that deserves an ACRA.
Well, that's a radio award.
That's the radio awards. Just nominate us for next year.
All right. You go off to your school reunion, do some good bragging.
Oh,
I want to hear all about it next week.
Now I'm breaking out in hives again because I've just remembered it's the high school reunion.
Have a good one, guys.
Bye, guys.
Those two girls on Hit 105.